Hey everybody. In this short video, we are going to be talking about why we see our stories as in motion. In the last couple of videos, we talked about linear time and experiencing ourselves from the past to the future as evolving, but in a straight line. What I want to ask you to think about now is looking at things as evolving as more like lines that go like this, right? So if we have a story that starts here and we shift it over there, and maybe there's like five lines that are coming out of it, we're not just going in a straight line. These are like threads in a fabric. It's not just one thread that we're looking at, it's maybe five or six at one time. So it's constant idea about weaving threads into reality rather than looking at our life as a straight line. And once we shift a pattern, we create a new pattern. And that pattern is determined not just by one thread, but by many. So if we could look at our stories in motion as intersecting with the rest of the world, we also recognize, we have to recognize anyway, that we are not alone. When we shoot our arrow into the air, and if we think in terms of linear, definitely, if we're really good, we are going to know that our arrow is going to go like this and it's going to hit that mark exactly as it's supposed to because we can calculate the distance. But what if a big wind comes from out of nowhere that we couldn't possibly have known was coming? Then our arrow will hit another point. Is that bad? Is that wrong? No, it just hit another point. So we have to say that, we are influenced also by the intersection of our environment, other people's choices, world events, like all of these different layers are going to influence us to the degree that where our arrow is going to land. So we also have to remember that we, an arrow person, person who shoots the arrow, I don't know what you call it.
Archer.
Oh, thank you, Mark. The archer has to know about weather. We actually have to have eyes in that 360 degree like a spider. We have to see everywhere because we can't judge correctly. That's the point. But oracle cards can. They can show us all the things that we cannot see, like the wind that's going to influence the arrow. That's why form, which the mark, is not as important as the essence of the experience. I talk a lot about that in my book Uncharted, and if you haven't read my book Uncharted, I suggest you read it, because it really talks about the fact that we co-create reality based on essence, based on what is invisible, based on our feelings, our ideas about things, rather than the specific form that we think we're going for, like a linear goal. So when we say that our story is in motion, it means that we are always in an emergent state. If we're doing transformative work in the now, then our past is going to change. If our past changes, then our vantage point changes. At any given moment, we could be moving into another experience. In the last video, I talked about if you pull a card, for example, happy, happy, and then you got storm fields, and then you got chaos and conflict, what is linear about that? You're looking at that and going, one should not precede the other, should not be that. So that's why we say, this is experience that we're looking at. This is telling us what we can't see. We might not know how that chaos and conflict came. We might have no clue about what the storm fields means. And you're going to actually have some fun in this module predicting or seeing what you think is about to happen, just to show you how you hit the mark or don't hit the mark in terms of working with your cards. And why am I bringing this up? Because everybody looks to the future possible card as fixed naturally. We can't help ourselves, and we have to unlearn this idea that the result card is going to be finite and fixed and limited. We're only looking at snapshots at any given moment along the way of the journey that keeps going. So once we really get the hang of that, we never look at the cards the same way, because we're not looking at a fixed past. We're looking at a perception of the past. If we rewrite the past and change the past, that card changes. So our vantage point changes according to how we evolve and how willing we are to reinvent ourselves along the way, including our perception of our past, because we cannot reinvent ourselves if we have not forgiven, released, disengaged, dismantled, known, put names on, boxes in the basement, what has affected you up until now on a conscious level. That's why this is hard work for some people, because some people come in, and I know some people have come into our courses where they're like, oh, wait, no way, this is way too much work. And it is, it's work, it's hard work, because we're always dealing with the fact that we are built a certain way. Our subconscious is going to wake up ahead of us some days. Our little goblin's going to wake up and sit at the end of the bed going, you are not worthy, or something. Like every time we up level, there's a new devil and there it is. And so we have to always be engaged to the best of our ability in that hovercraft and that sense of feeling detached and that fourth dimensional awareness where there's way more heart-centered awareness because we're loving ourselves along the way. Our hearts are always open and we're likely to choose much better from that dimensional awareness than we would if we were stuck in 3D and we think we have no choice. So, with the motion story, we are looking at that future as a potentiality, not as a fixed time. And the only way that you're going to learn what I'm talking to you about is not theoretically the way I'm describing it, but do the exercise that I have for you in this subject, which I think you're going to love because I loved it, because I did it, and it was eye-opening even for me who knows all this stuff. Why? Because I have changed. Even since I began the school, I'm not the same person. So just like you, many of you, and I've seen you transform in extraordinary ways. And I think it's also because you have looked at yourself with a very, very different lens, and you no longer see yourself through the lens of your past. So think about that. And I will see you in the next video, which is super, super short. It's short. It's short. And we're talking about fixed versus mutable futures. And I'll see you there.